Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today. Because love is pain, but I need.
Katibra Laura Rosenberg, we're here catching up on all the shenanigans that went down over the weekend.
Crazy.
So there's hearing, a lot to cover.
Hearing not so, such good things about I know. Nikki diss record.
Yeah, it's a lot, Rosenberg. And then I'm just like, I'm trying to go and follow. People are like, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? So I'm trying to figure it out. How I was explaining to Shawnee Coulter how everything started because he was lost. Yeah. So we'll break this down later on during the show so you guys can have a little backstory on how the whole Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion drama started. And well, of course, we have our beef expert, Cass Juan.
We have so to break it down. And it's going to be an interesting day because, you know, Ebro's not here today. And Ebro has a real proclivity, let me say, to finding the positive in Nicki stuff. I didn't see a lot of positive this weekend. We're going to have to be honest today. It wasn't great.
There wasn't a positive, Rosenberg. There was nothing positive over the weekend.
There was nothing positive. It was weird and, like, endless, and it was just odd.
I'm also during congratulations, you played yourself. I'm going to do something I've never done before.
What's that?
And I've tried to stay away from it. I've actually have stayed away from it, but I have to. I have to bring it up. It's just beyond troubling. I don't know. I know you guys don't care, and I know we don't talk about this, but the whole Christian Rock Blueface situation. I don't know if you just saw what this woman did to her face over the weekend.
No.
Oh my God! Like it really is sad. Like she got this man's face tattooed to her cheek.
Yeah, right. Because he also has his face on her neck.
Yeah, but
and right above that on the cheek is a huge like mugshot or something.
It's so bad, Rosenberg. It's so bad, but. We'll cover it all later.
You try hard to avoid it, I know, but this one, you're saying you saw this one and it was too much.
Yes. I mean, listen, they are the definition of way too much. And I always say, and I get caught because I'm always like, I'm not going to subscribe. But here we are. So I'll give you whatever details I have and we'll discuss it. But right now, let's get into it, man. Let's play Lord Never Loses.
Shai, we have Kia on the line.
Hello?
What's poppin'?
Hi, Kia. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing, everybody?
Hello. What do you do for a living, Kia?
I work for the government.
Okay. You sound like you don't want to talk about it.
I don't.
All right. Let's keep it low down.
She's like, don't ask me too many questions. Yeah, man. All right. Hold tight. Who else is on the phone?
We got Will.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
We're good. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Good. Heading into work.
Well, right. So what about you? Are you Secret Squirrel? Can you tell us what you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a general contractor.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, today, it's me and Rosenberg. We're here together. We're playing Laura Never Loses.
Sure.
So here, who do you want to represent you, me or Rosenberg?
Absolutely, Laura.
You don't have to say it like that. But anyways, Laura, what are we giving away?
We got tickets to the Invesco Triple Q Legacy Classic HBCU College Basketball coming back to Newark, New Jersey, February 3rd.
Nice. All right, let's do it. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to try to do it for Will. It's time for Laura Never Loses.
Right here we go. Who did Common confirm he was in a relationship
with? Laura.
Rosenberg.
Jennifer Hudson.
That's right. Saffron is the world's most expensive nut, Rosenberg.
Rice?
Incorrect. Laura Stiles?
Spice.
Spice is correct.
Spice, rice, and thing.
Tie game. Which movie has the most Oscar nominations, Rosenberg?
Barbie?
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
The most Oscar nominations ever?
This year.
I'm going to go with Oppenheimer.
That is correct. Which day of the year is known as Star Wars Day?
Peter.
Laura.
May 4th.
May the 4th be with you. Yes. Tie game. Which streaming service just paid $5 billion? Rosamund.
That would be Netflix for WWE.
That's facts. Which real-life mobster, was also known as Scarface?
Laura.
Peter.
Laura.
Real-life mobster?
Time's up.
Oh, I don't think I know this one.
Wow.
Oh,
Rosenberg
wins.
Yeah, I sure did.
Who is Scarface? I mean, the answer is Al Capone.
Oh, my God, Al Capone.
Yo, you know what? That was all because our sweet, wonderful listener had to go, absolutely, Laura.
Oh, man,
that's Kia's fault.
Sorry.
That's Kia's fault.
Yo, dang.
He took me today.
Yes.
Dang, Laura.
I'm sorry. You still love me, though.
Sorry, Kia. Yo, Will, you're a winner, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about,
Rosenberg. Yeah, my man. All right, have fun at the game. Laura, what is coming up in Flashing Lights?
All right, you guys hold tight. We're going to get some info, but all right, we're going to break down the Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj beef a little later on, but we got to get into this, though, Rosenberg, because this was a big one.
Okay.
You saw Trump has to pay E. Jean Carroll $83 million.
Yeah, $80.3 million. Yep, crazy.
Crazy. We'll talk about this coming up next.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
I've waited.
Well, Laura, that is not the Nicki Minaj song that came out over the weekend. We'll get to that later in the program. Very different
Indeed.
Song.
Very different. Yeah. But right now, let's get into it. Flashing lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
All right. A verdict was reached on Friday in Donald Trump's defamation damages trial. This was after he was found liable for defaming E. G. Carroll in September. Not to mention an entirely separate civil case where he was found liable for sexually abusing her back in the day. So Trump had already been ordered to pay Carroll $5 million in the sexual abuse case, something he's currently appealing. And now, on the defamation front, a jury came back with this crazy number saying that Donald Trump has to cough up $83.3 million to her.
Wow. So basically, it's an $83 million congratulations, you played yourself, because in addition to the other stuff, he decided to keep going and going and going and going and defaming her, and now he owes $83
million. Crazy, right?
It could have just been five if he'd just not said anything.
Shut the hell up. If you just shut the hell up.
The craziest, I don't know if you guys saw it, the craziest thing that was moving around. I think it was in our group chat the other day, was the video. There's now video of his deposition.
Mm-hmm.
And they show him a picture. And E. Jean Carroll, mm-hmm. the woman who's at the center of all this, is in the photo. And they're like, who's in that photo? And he sees E. Jean Carroll and says that it's his ex-wife, Marla Maples. He's like, that's Marla. And they're like, who's Marla? And he goes, this woman here, that's Marla, my ex-wife. They go, that is E. Jean Carroll. He's like,
oh. My God.
Oh, it's the most awkward thing of all time. So you're saying you, okay. I don't even know quite what to make of it.
Right. He thought she looked like his ex-wife in the picture.
But like, he's sitting there staring at it. It's not like he had 1 second. They handed him the photo.
Right.
And he confused.
A mess.
It's a mess. Either way, you know, listen, it's probably just going to like galvanize his people more. And it's another one of his storylines of how the world's out to get him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He loves these stories. He'll probably never pay the money. Somehow. I mean, he's been not paying money for his whole life. He'll manage.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:02. A high of 42 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Oh, it's going to be a day. It is going to be a day. 7:20 will be fun. We got to play this Nicki Minaj record for better or for worse and have DJ Beef 1 break it down. So much to do today. Good morning, everyone.
QHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We doing it, Laura?
I think it's time.
I mean, there's so much to do. So much to decide on. So much to think about today.
I know. I'm even doing things that I thought I would never talk about, but here we are.
So I'm sitting here making decisions like, what do I do here? Do I feel like dealing with the repercussions? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I wait till later. We'll see.
Okay.
Either way.
Okay.
It's all done right here in a segment we like to call...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play.
You guys want the truth?
Of course.
Yeah.
Based on what I heard, I would put the Nicki Minaj song that came out last night right here in this segment.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But also, you know we're all scared to do that. No one wants to smoke. I mean, come on. We're like everybody else. Nobody wants to say these things because nobody feels like dealing with the repercussions, do we?
Well, what exactly is the congratulations that she deserves?
Have you heard the song that came out?
I was trying to get your perspective. I heard the song. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So just
you know what?
It's not good. It's not good.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to safely pass the ball back to you and go.
Right.
Here you go. What do you think of it, Johnny?
Right. You being the Queens representative of the show.
I mean, yeah, Queens, what up? I didn't think it was great. But you know what? I thought of it in two different ways.
Oh,
is it
a
good diss record or is it a song that you could play in the club? You can't play it in the club to me. It doesn't sound danceable.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like something that, oh, the streets is going to go crazy. It sounds like she's saying
that's not what diss records are for anyway. So.
Most diss records are not a club song.
Right. So then the perspective I had was she needed to get some stuff off her chest. Still wasn't great, but she said some things in it.
So you said it's a no on both accounts is what you're saying.
It wasn't great either way, but there was some lines in there that you would be like, oh.
See, you know what Shawnee did? Shawnee protected me because now I don't have to say it about Nicki. I can give Shawnee's obbity, obbity, obbity the button instead. Go ahead, hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
But it wasn't great. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it later. We'll play the song. Yeah, let people decide. You know, should we do a classic old school kiss it or diss it?
Nah.
Like it or shmrike it?
Right.
You know?
Pump it or dump it.
Pump it or dump it, if you will. That's right. Laura, what do you have today?
So, you know, I've always, every time I see it trending, every time I see it on, I just, you know, it's something we can't get away from, right? Because all, like, the gossip blogs, and they're always posting Blueface and Christian Rock. And I truly feel that they do it because people get angry, right? Like, I can't believe she's doing this again. And they're always fighting on social media. It's just like one big crazy soap opera. And but over the weekend, I saw that this woman, because originally she got a tattoo of Blueface on her neck. And everybody was like, what? Everybody was like, is she crazy? So later on, after she had the baby, she covered it up. And oh, God, I can't believe I know this. But over the weekend, there was videos of her moving back into his home, and she got a huge tattoo of his face on his cheek.
On her cheek.
Yeah.
On her cheek.
On her cheek. Yeah. Her cheek, yeah.
Like a huge tattoo, and at some point, I'm like,
you played yourself.
She needs a different time. She needs a mental health evaluation. Right.
So forgive me for not knowing this backstory either, but does he abuse her or something?
The whole thing is abusive,
right?
Yes. They beat each other up constantly, Shawnee. It's just not a healthy situation. Yeah, and people, you know, people use it because, you know, she has a huge following. They have a huge following, and they use it for clicks because people love to be mad and be like, why are you posting this? We're tired of this. This is horrible. But people are still engaging, you know, so people continue to talk about them. But, oh, man, over the weekend, is I used to feel sorry for her. I'm like, man, she doesn't have anybody in her life, you know what I mean, to guide her because how is she this messy? But I don't know, Rosenberg. I saw that, and I was like, I don't even know if I think she's gone too far.
Well, I mean, listen, I do not pay attention to this or see it in my feed at all. I went and looked because Laura mentioned it earlier. Regardless of what their situation is, like, they are both clearly participating in this deeply unhealthy thing. And the craziest thing is they have a child that's like a prop in this whole thing, too.
This is the business that they're in, man. Eyeballs and clicks. So it's going to be horrible. Look what you're doing right now. You're talking about it.
Yeah, it's just...
That's the whole point.
Yeah, it's just the most... It's just the most extreme situation of exactly what everything is these days. Like, this is just what it is. So... Yeah,
so you can give me the button for bringing this up, but the whole thing is just sad, bro.
And no, I'm going to give you a second button because you said you just can't avoid it. I have news for you. I successfully do every day of my life.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Avoid it. Consider. I mean, listen, I'm sure your timeline isn't filled with, like, you know, wrestling news and sports.
No, it's not.
Mine is. I have never. She did not. They do not. Blueface does not make it. Also, give Blueface the button, too, because... He was like an artist when he came out, and now it's like he's just, this is just what he is.
Congratulations. Thing. You played
but
yourself.
Again, give us the button, because as society, we reward this.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played yourself.
Now, listen, I feel bad with what I'm about to do, but, because these people don't deserve it. But how do I not give it to the Detroit Lions? The Detroit Lions were up 24-7 yesterday against San Francisco. 24-7.
Damn.
Guys, Eminem, you know, Big Sean, Royce the 5'9", Barry Sanders, Megatron, all of Detroit, they were all smelling the Super Bowl. They were like, oh my God, we're up 17 in the championship game. We are going to go to the Super Bowl. And they lost.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And not only did they lose, guys, their coach deciding to make the field goal illegal for his team, it seems, and have to go for it on fourth every single time was some of the craziest coaching I've ever seen. And I know you live by the gun, you die by the gun, and that's what they did all year long. But, man, you're in a playoff game. You're up 14 points. You have a chance to kick a 45-yard field goal, make it a 17-point game. So now you're going to need more than two scores to lose. If you're the 49ers, you need more than two scores to come back and win. They elected to not kick the field goal. They go for it. They don't get it. They give San Francisco the ball. They score. They did that twice, guys.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And then you have the Baltimore Ravens, who we said last week, oh my God, can you believe the middle finger that Lamar Jackson's about to give all of football? Well, guess what?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
They laid a complete egg. They laid a complete egg. Lamar, we were counting on you to save us from Taylor Swift Bowl. It was you. And there was and to all the prognosticators this year who made anybody who ever even doubts Lamar Jackson feel guilty. How dare you? Everyone gets like guilted if you have anything to say about Lamar that he may not be ready for the big moment. I'm sorry to say this, guys. He pooped the bed yesterday. They were at home. They did nothing against Kansas City. And now, guess what? We have to deal with them. Not only do we have to deal with, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes, who have, let's just be honest, Patrick's going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I've never seen anyone like him. He's gotten a little annoying as the years have gone on. His wife and brother, a bit annoying to watch up there in the booth. But now, if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, I'll tell you what, Taylor Swift might be the least annoying person in that booth. But either way, we are going to be stuck doing nothing but analyzing, will she or won't she go to the game, Laura? That's the only conversation.
God.
The only convo is going to be she has a concert in Japan. Can she take a private jet back and make it for the Super Bowl?
Oh, God.
We have 2 weeks of that. So to the Ravens, I'm sorry. I give you this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro and I mean.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
And I mean the stupid penalties in the Ravens game. Oh, my God. Yo, it's so crazy. Shawnee, this receiver, he gets a huge, Zay Flowers, he gets a huge completion. And he decides to essentially spin the ball on top of the defender's face, basically. Spins it right next to him. 15-yard penalty.
What?
Back it up.
Come on.
Then 2 plays later, he catches the ball again. He's on his way into the end zone. The same dude who he tried to spin the ball on and stunt punches the ball out, causes a fumble in the end zone. They never score. hit the button again on Zay Flowers.
Congratulations.
Oh my God.
You played yourself.
So listen,
big
Usher.
Fumble. Big time.
You better bring it, Usher. You're all we got.
It's going to be nothing
but two annoying teams that are always there, it seems like. The Chiefs and the 49ers, they are always there. So we, Usher, better bring it at the Super Bowl. We got a lot more to do. We're going to break down the Nicki Minaj song. It's going to be an interesting day. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning.
You got me working.
We have the only expert in all of media. Literally, the number one beef breakdown expert in all of media is on this show. His name is DJ
John?
Cass One.
Oh, sorry.
What? No. I'm glad you said that, though, Cass. Are you prepared for what we're going to do at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, what are we doing? We're doing whatever we're doing, man. Let's do it.
We're going to play the Nicki Minaj song.
Okay.
And we'll give a couple thoughts, and then you are going to explain the lines that came out from Megan first that spurred this latest flare up.
Got it.
And then also help us understand the history here.
Got it.
Because there's a lot. There's a lot.
It's a lot, bro. It's a lot.
It's a lot to unpack. And how long is the song? Like 3 minutes?
The Nicki song?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that long. She just talks a lot at the end of it.
Got it. Okay. So we have a lot to do. That's going to be a good time. But guys, just as important is the return of DJ John. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ Johnny.
Good morning, guys and gals.
Welcome
and
back,
everyone.
John. How was your trip?
Trip was good. Trip was amazing. It was much needed.
Nice.
Yeah.
You were able to relax, spend time with your fam and your lady and the whole nine?
Just my dad. It was a trip to see my dad and just to make sure he's okay.
Oh, you didn't bring your... You were there solo?
She was supposed to come, and then there were some things that happened that she was not able to make it. Oh. So...
Okay.
So just you and Pops getting quality time.
Pops, yeah, make sure he's good. You know, as they get older, you want to make sure they're all right.
That's right.
It's true.
It's exactly what you're
there
supposed
you go,
to do.
John.
Did
there
you have any
you
delicious Mexican food?
Oh, man, did I. And it's the first time I've ever been back to the homeland that I did not get sick at all.
Mm. That's amazing because you sound
okay.
Sick right now.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, my bad.
Yo, that's...
No, but I feel great. I feel great. I didn't gain any weight.
Wow.
Okay. Had some beers, drank a lot of tequila.
But you didn't get sick.
Didn't get sick. Now I didn't say I didn't have a hangover. I didn't say that. But yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, John.
Okay, gotcha.
Well,
all right.
We will ignore the fact that the first thing I thought was, man, you sound sick. And then you went, I didn't get sick. Well, I'm going to ignore it. let's go to Amber, who is on the line. She wants to play the DJ John game, Laura Stiles.
That's right.
Okay, let's do it. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
All right, good talk, Amber.
Yeah, it's great.
I like what we've done here.
Yeah, and I got tickets for her.
John, what do you have for Amber?
Good morning.
Good morning, Amber. If you win, Amber, you'll get tickets to see Justin Timberlake at the Forget Tomorrow World Tour.
Wow.
June 25th at MSG, Madison Square Garden. Shout out to the good folks at Madison Square Garden. Tickets on sale February 2nd, the day of my birthday. Wow, that's this Friday. May hop by Live Nation, baby.
Wow, yeah. Justin Timberlake.
JT.
What do you think, Amber? Get tickets to see JT at MSG?
I love Justin Timberlake, so that works for me.
All right, well, here's the question. Here's your chance to stump DJ John. What do you got?
Get your sexy back.
Okay. What year was the person who made the first car born?
What year was the first person, the car born?
What?
No, like the person?
What did you just do to her sentence?
Car, what year was he born?
The first inventor of the car?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the inventor. What year was he born?
We're talking about foreign or domestic?
John.
The first car.
Ever.
Thank you, Amber.
Oh, all right. Yes. So I'm going to go with, 1870?
That's kind of close. 1844.
Oh, all right.
Hey.
Okay.
Amber, good work. You are going to see Justin Timberlake at MSG.
Yes, thank you.
Congrats, Amber. Congrats.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hold on 1 second, Amber. Laura, about Justin Timberlake was on SNL over the weekend as well.
You know, there's a secret show. Well, not even a secret show anymore. It's a show for the fans. I should say a free show that's happening on Wednesday in New York City, Irving Plaza.
I don't know if the tickets went out already,
but I know it's going to be a hard one because it's just free. So, interesting. Intimate show.
So much for the secret.
Yeah, so much for the secret. He dropped her. Cass, how's the record? How's the new JT record?
Oh, you want to hear it?
I'm down to hear it. Sure.
Let's play it.
Let's hear the new JT record. Then, Laura, what's coming up in the Flashing Lights Report?
So, coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, I will begin to break down, set everything up for this Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion beef. I mean, we'll take a deeper dive in the 8 o'clock hour. But for those tuning in right now, we'll give you a little recap coming up in the Flashing Lights Report.
All right, that's coming up next. Here's new music from Justin Timberlake. He rocked SNL over the weekend. And as Laura said, he has a secret show.
Not so secret.
Vibe. Very different than the vibes we're going to get into in a moment. Speaking of which, it's time for the Flashing Lights Report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles can put us on.
Yeah. So if you're wondering, you're sitting in your car, wherever you are listening, you're like, what is happening with this Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj beef? Now we're going to take a deeper dive because there's more to explain in the 8 o'clock hour. But Megan dropped a brand new single called Hiss on Friday. Now, she never mentioned any names, but there was a few lines that people were like, I bet you she's talking about Drake here, right? And I bet you she's talking about so-and-so. But the one that was trending, she says, these hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's law. Now, Megan's Law is a federal law that requires information about a registered sex offender to be made available to the public. Now, people quickly were like, oh, that was directed at Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, her partner pleaded guilty to attempted rape of a 16-year-old back in, like, 1994. So after that, you know, there was way more to that. But after that, Nicki Minaj went and started tweeting, doing lives, you know, coming at Megan Thee Stallion, basically saying she's been waiting for this moment, calling her Bigfoot. And then it got to the point where she was previewing this song that she came out with, and she was like, I'm gonna drop it, where she says, you know, bad bitch, she's like 6 foot, I call her Bigfoot. And that's why you saw Bigfoot trending all over the place. But things got just really nasty because then, you know, she started talking about, she called Kelsey, who was involved in the case, and then she brought up Megan's dead mother, and it just got really nasty really quickly, and the song came out. So we'll play for you later on, but there's a lot of mixed feelings about the record. A lot of people feel like Nicki Minaj went, you know, too, you know, it was a low blow coming at Megan's deceased mother. And some people just don't like the song. So we'll see. We'll give you the details. We'll play the song. We'll let you be the judge of everything. But this beef is getting nasty. It's getting nasty.
I mean, so, and the I was so confused for a couple of days. The endless lives. Like, she would just go on live and just, like, kind of talk to herself and be, like, laughing and snickering under her breath. None of it was great. None of it was what you want. I mean, and Megan threw out a couple of quick lines, and Nikki came back with like a 5-day onslaught.
Right.
I don't think there's any other way to put it. Like, I'm not saying the lines that weren't, like, listen, the Megan's Law line, that was a serious attack. I don't want to downplay that. Like, that wasn't a shot. That was a big intentional shot for sure. But man, the days that followed, woof, it's been.
So we'll break it all down coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But for right now, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8 a.m. Today's a high of 42 and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, good morning. Warning, we're about to talk about messy rap beef on the program now. That's right. Ring the bell, Shawnee Culture.
It's messy.
Now, do we have... let me start here with a question. I should have asked this prior. Do we have the original line, Shawnee, in the system from Hiss, the Megan Thee Stallion record, or no? Should we just have Cass explain it to us?
I don't know if we have a line isolated. We have the whole song.
We have the song Hiss.
Yes.
All right. So, Cass, why don't you... Because since it's just a quick line or two, why don't you give us a breakdown of what Megan said that prompted, I guess, this latest response from Nikki?
Well, Megan's line, let me see if I can pull it up right here. I want to be accurate. So she said, all right, she said, these hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's Law.
And yeah. Megan's Law is a law about like having to report sex predators, something like that?
Right. And then she threw a couple of other lines after that. At Nicki Minaj. I mean, we're assuming it was at Nicki Minaj. At this point, we're pretty sure it was at Nicki Minaj.
I think that's safe. And the Megan's Law line just, definitely was.
Right. So also, Cass, explain how this has also, because it didn't come out of nowhere. Nicki has been mentioning shots at Megan, but not,
you know that line? My name. You know when they say, really, stay out of women's business? It's kind of, it feels like that. Like,
that's what you want to do?
This has been going on for a minute, man. Like, I think it started around the time maybe when, and it depends who you ask. Some people say it started when Megan did the song with Cardi, because she had done a song with Nicki before that. Like, there was a time when Nicki and Megan were really cool, it seemed, right?
Right.
They were hanging out on lives. They were chit-chatting.
Right.
They was all together, and then at some point, we don't know what happened, but Megan ended up doing a song with Cardi, the WAP song.
Which was WAP. Right.
And then after that, it kind of all went downhill. But Nicki also stated that some things happened behind the scenes that we, the people, are not privy to between her and Megan before the WAP song.
Okay.
Right. So the question is, do you believe that it's because, you know, Megan had said something about her, you know, if you get pregnant, you could just go to the clinic or drink some alcohol.
Right. And Nicki, now, but Nicki says she does have proof of this happening.
Well, by the way, I just saw earlier someone sent us in the group. There's a video of them together on live sort of talking about it. But they're, like, laughing about it at the time.
Right.
Like Megan's like, you know, she's like, you know, I told you what you can do. And Nikki's like, no, I wouldn't do that. And they're kind of laughing. It didn't sound like, at that point, it was like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. It just sounded like, whatever. Then WAP happened. I mean, guys, we can't ignore history. There's a long history here that if you line up with any of Nikki's ops in any way, you are now an op of Nikki. We've seen that many times.
The Queen's call the Queen's Theory.
The Queen's Theory. Well said.
And then remember, we saw Nicki Minaj at a Rolling Loud stage, and then I heard her say, like, I don't F with horses. I don't F with horses since Christopher Reeve. Remember? She started saying that, and I was like, oh, I was taking shots at Megan.
Right.
And that went viral. So that people were just like, okay, so they definitely have beef.
Right. And so there had been a little tit for tat ever since. that it existed.
Right.
And
right.
I'm sure there are many other countless little things that we are not mentioning here, which now leads us to Hiss, where Megan says what she says, and then Nikki last night, after like three or four nights of like lives, you know, and I mean, guys, could you be honest, the lives are a little weird. They're like meandering. I mean, I'm sorry. Listen, I know. Listen, Nikki has an incredibly passionate fan base who supports everything she does. Mm-hmm. If you're not close to what she does anymore and you just see it, you're kind of like, what's going on here? This is weird. And so after that, she hyped up this song that she dropped called Bigfoot. Do we want to play the song, Shiny Culture?
Yeah, I thought we were going to play both songs, but we just going to play Bigfoot.
Well, Hiss, we don't want to play all of Hiss. It's got, it's three bars. It's not worth playing the.
Got you.
For this,
you.
For purposes of this. So we said what the bars were.
You been doing it, been at it.
So this is Nicki Minaj.
Your flow is such a bore. Drinking a bottle of honey through a straw. Minister of the dialogue. Or I hit home and buy your catalog. Sigh. How you fucking mother near when she died? How you gonna give king and can't cry? Child. Bye. Bigfoot, bitch, full of small fry. Swearing on your dead mother when you lie. Yo, this little begging hoe talking about Megan's Law. For a free beat, you can hit Megan Raw. If you a ghost, bite a party in Megan's jaw. Shot thrown, but I still ain't let Megan soar. Bad, she like 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. The big fella, I said, get up on your good foot. Still ain't top red ruby. I'm trying to steal the sauce. I said, get up on my cookbook. But really, I'm a city pie. P-R-T-T-Y, but I'm P-E-T-T-Y. Why did you lie about your lipo? And your best friend, man, is crazy. You the type, though. You was lying to the queen and you been lying to the king. Yeah, the 30-year-old seems so stale. Kylie kicked you out and made you stumble to the car. Bob, I need a good alcohol bar. Roman, wait, that was the bar. Like a bodybuilder, I keep raising the bar. You get shot with no scar. It's gonna make it toxic, somebody adopt it. Shouldn't be dark like chocolate. I'm ready to get a B at Pooch. Yeah, sort of like French. They got you on them Grammys, but your flow's still a no. With a fiasco, Lupe. Future man, you pay. She wanna party with the baby while rubbing a Tory toupee. I guess she needed money bags for them Trey songs. She cheat easy, car made a call for. And why the f*** they poke the monster? And with Nicki the shield, like a porn star. She's mad that no ever loved her. No lip gon' stand 10 toes behind her. Is it my fault I got good? Why the f*** is you hopping on a minor? Cause she was lying on your bed, mama. I'm not your bed, mama. Lying on your bed, mama.
What is that?
Your bed, mama. Lying on your bed, mama. Lying on your bed, mama. Listen up, Bigfoot.
Hey.
You know I got a lot of pee. I went easy on you.
Last fragment for that.
You know, whenever I meet a woman that would her friend's man
and let your friend talk about your ex-friend baby on the internet.
I know that. They have a very evil spirit.
All right, turn it off. I don't understand what she's saying. I can't do it. I don't. Yo, no one steps in and goes, Nikki, we can't hear what you're saying anymore. Like, that just turned into nothing by the end. What was that, kid?
It just sounds, it's a bad, it's not mixed well. If you go listen to the acapella, you can hear what she's saying.
And the acapella is up, I saw, on Spotify,
yeah, so
too.
So you can hear what she's saying on the acapella.
And what is she saying?
The song, I mean, she's just literally spilling, what do they say, spilling tea about Megan and everything that's been happening.
Yeah. Sounds like she's just calling her a liar all around.
And well, naming, yeah. Saying lots of people that she hooked up with.
Right.
And,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, the beat could have been better for sure.
Yo, want to hear what it sounds like when there are five people on a radio show scared to deal with her fans?
I respect that. I respect that Nicki came back on some hip-hop stuff and she came and she dropped a song.
Yeah. The only thing that I saw, and listen, I don't know if it's true, and I hope not, but I just saw, like, on Twitter saying that the Barbs were, like, found, you know, Megan's mother's grave, and they had to call the cemetery to, like, give people, like, a heads up so they wouldn't go there and destroy anything. Certain things, I just be like, come on, man. Like, it's just morally, come on, man. Just stop, you know? I don't know if it's true. I saw it on Twitter, and it could be a lie, but I really hope it's not. Well, I hope it's
that
not.
Part, I saw that part too, and I mean, but Nicki didn't ask for anything like that. I mean, listen, I didn't like that record. I didn't think it was good. I think all, you know, at least Ebro's not here today. None of us, I think none of us think the record's particularly hot, but I also didn't hear her encouraging anyone to do anything like that. These people are grown people make decisions.
No, so
but that's what I'm saying. I'm not even saying that she encouraged them. I'm just saying, like, it's sad that they take it there.
I know, like let people have their rap beef. You don't need to, I don't know why people need to be involved in it personally and then try to do their own thing. It's very strange. But at the same time, I also understand the cast, the thing of, like, everyone loves to say, stay out of ladies' business. It's so low-key sexist. Yo, this is a public rap beef. There are no different rules because they're girls. What?
Right.
Oh, no, they're like, they're hitting each other with a purse, and I'm just supposed to watch? Like, this is a rap beef. Like, why would we not talk about it? It's, we talk about Drake and me. We talk about Nicki and Meg.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do think this is
Nicki
below.
Nicki did say, though. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I said I do think this is below Nicki's rap bar, though. Nicki's rap bar is very high.
Agree.
Yeah. I think this is below her rap bar, bro.
So let's see what happens because Nicki did say she's waiting. Let's see what Megan has to say because she apparently has 5 more records in the stash.
Nicki said, yo, this is a light tap. So, I mean, it was a light tap.
Hey, Nicki, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say something I know from my history. And I know Nicki doesn't particularly respect my rap opinion, so it's fine.
True.
But from my slight history watching rap beefs over the last 20-some years, don't come with 5 more records. That has never gone good. Everyone who then does the extra records, guys, they're almost always the ones people go, why'd you do that?
Yeah,
during the good rap beefs where, like, there was a good back and forth, what happened when Jay-Z started doing the extra, when went to Super Ugly, and then started doing the, ended up rapping on the Bad Intentions. What was the name of that one?
Yes, that was...
That was Super Ugly,
that
right?
Super Ugly. Well, he went there because people said that... that's why he went. He went to Kanaz, came back with Ethan. He went quick to Super Ugly, right?
Right, and whenever you go to the next one, it's always too far. And even in this case, Megan came with a couple of bars. I'm not saying those were innocent bars. They were clearly pointed and intentional.
Right.
But it ended up coming off more casual than you then responding with 5 days of talking, a long sort of poorly mixed record. You don't want to then do more. You know what Nicki had right now that Megan doesn't have? She has a smash hit.
More than one.
True.
Multiple hits right now. I'd be like, if you want to throw her a little bar or like some shade on an Instagram post.
But nah, hold up. But see, that part I respect because a lot of rappers wouldn't do it. They would just fall. They would just sit there and be like, oh, I'm not going to respond to that little bar. The fact that Nicki went out of her she's like, let's go. I respect that 1,000%.
True. No,
but you got to. But when you do that, you got to come. You got to go all the way.
You got to go.
You can't piecemeal it. You got to go all the way.
Yeah. I think
Megan is going to respond.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. If I was a rapper, one person I wouldn't want to rap with, Nicki. Because Nicki's.
She got bars.
Nicki gets bars. If it gets serious. So that's why I'm like, yo, listen, this song wasn't it for me because Nicki, to me, is like, she's serious about her bars, bro.
Right.
So either
a setup to see what's happening next, see what happens next.
Exactly. Give us your thoughts on 1-800-223-9797. If you're Megan right here, I don't come back.
Fall back.
No, you don't need to because you had your little quick bar. She did this, which people are thinking is not her best at all. I would let it be because what you don't want to do is keep going back and forth with her and have her stumble into one of her ones that is at the higher end of what she's capable of. That's not what you want.
True.
She kind of got lucky because this one was kind of sloppy. The mix isn't very good. It's just not what she's capable of. I would just probably keep it moving because... If Nicki gets on the right beat and doesn't try to overcomplicate it, she could end up, she could be really vicious.
With a club banger that everybody is singing, but this ain't it.
I don't know why Shawnee keeps going back to the club banger for these people. That doesn't happen, bro. It's happened once in history. It was called back to back.
When you think of KRS, Bridge is over.
Shawnee, he's still not over.
No. When you think of back-to-back Drake,
That's it.
That's it. And that's where it stopped.
Jay-Z take over.
Take over.
Nah, not a club banger.
It still was hitting in the club.
No, it wasn't.
When you create something that people are singing a chorus in a battle, it does give you the edge. That's what I'm saying.
I hear you.
The only one I could think of is Back to Back to Rosenberg's Point. That was a club banger.
KRS. No, not the third. Takeover. You know I prefer Takeover. I hate Ether. I'm a Takeover guy. It was not a club banger. It was not a club banger. It was a stadium concert, banger. I'll give you the KRS for sure.
For sure.
But I was 5 years old. And I'll give you Back to Back, which was super unique. Now, I will say this. When Remy came with hers a few years ago, that wasn't a club banger, but it was an immediate. It resonated really well. Like, you can come with a joint that hits and people play it.
Right.
I just know if I'd use the word club banger, you're dancing to it.
Well, I'm saying it seems to, because a battle, you listen to it and then it kind of goes away. When it's something you can dance to, it just has longer staying power. And
it's just so hard to get that, though.
You don't want that.
Yeah, and I that is not what I fear. What you don't want is a back-to-back or a story of Adidon. You know what I mean? One of those ones that just goes so hard that people listen to them over and over again.
Right.
I would be flabbergasted if that happens with this song today. That's not going to happen.
No.
It's good. Nah. But the thing is, we live in an era where people have their niche fan base, and that fan base is so loud. Like, Cass, this song will probably chart because her fan base is so rabid and active.
Yep.
It'll end up feeling like a win when really, if you're not in that hardcore fan base, you're like, this isn't it for me. And this is why artists always need someone around them to tell them, nah, that ain't it, fam.
True.
The most valuable friend you can have. The one who's like, that mix sounds weird.
I'm going to play both songs and let the people decide.
Let's play both back-to-back for the people. 1-800-223-9797. The Gurus are next. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Can if the beat
I feel like Mariah Carey. Got these niggas so obsessed. My so famous might get managed by Chris Jenner next. He can't move on, can't let it go. He hook nose full of that Tina Snow. And since need Megan help to make money.
I know I can't afford to stop for one moment.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm watching a TikTok video.
Me and my money attached emotionally.
Shouts to JID, who got himself a Smidash from 2 years ago off of all the reels and TikToks off that song. We were talking about the Nicki Minaj, Meg Thee Stallion back and forth. Meg threw out some barbs, pun intended, and Nicki responded in a big way. And apparently we hung up on the caller, so let's just move on.
There were some opinions.
Yes, some people were critical of Nicki's performance on the song. Then Nicole had called up and said, it's a setup. And Nicki's trying to set her up because she's too good for that. Which is an interesting thought. I just don't know. Shawnee made an interesting point earlier, like, feels like she overthought it by trying to do an original song. Like, maybe you just take one of the cheat codes of the battle record is just jumping on a joint people already love.
Right.
That's part of the cheat.
Yeah, jump on Ambitions of a Rider, Tupac, and just body the beat. Like, people already know it. They're going to rock. Say your thing and keep it pushing.
Yeah, but the problem with that nowadays is the business, bro. You can't do that.
Yeah, they want to sell it. Yeah. She wants to sell the song.
Not only that, you can't. It'll be taken down. You can't. Where are you going to put it? Right?
You can't take an old instrumental and rock
No,
you can. You can put it on YouTube and do all that stuff with it. You just can't monetize it.
Right.
You could rap on a beat on, if you wanted to. Let's go to Mary. Mary has a thought.
Hello, hey, good morning.
Hey, Mary, what do you think?
I just wanted to say that Nicki's trying too hard. Meg killed her with that one line. You really can't even understand what she's saying. Meg got this one.
Straight into the point. Thank you, Mary.
You will have a wonderful day.
You too, Mary. The trying too hard is a good way of putting it. It felt very effortful.
Yeah. You really can't. It's a game of scale. It's chess. Once you try too hard, it's just like...
All right. Let's see who else we got on the line.
Let's go to Terrell.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Real quick, I just want to say that the song that Nicki dropped is trash, but I think she's taken a page out of Drake's book when he dropped Charged Up. People clown that, even Meek clowned it, but he took the bait, and that's when Back to Back came out. So I think if Megan takes this bait, Nicki might have something in the stats, and that's when she's going to hit her with the haymaker.
Mm. Interesting. I mean, Nicki did say she got 5 more records, so.
You know what? That's a very good point. Let's see, Terrell. I mean, because the performance on this record just didn't sound up to her level at all, in my opinion. Let's go to Tiki.
Hello.
Hey, Tiki, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts about the Meg Nicki situation?
Well, my thoughts are that I feel it's very ominous right now to me, and it feels like the falling of an icon. I love Nicki. I'm from Southside. Love her. Been a day one fan and supporter. But I feel like in light of all of the rumors that we've been hearing and how unhinged she's been for the last, 72 hours, I feel like this is so below her bar. Like, it's so below her bar, and it feels like no one is there checking her. No one is there to, give her checks and balances of this record, because if she did have a team, this would have never went out. It feels very unhinged, and it's just a repeat of the things that she's been saying on live and on Twitter, and it just feels so beneath her, and it feels very ominous and scary to me. I don't know, because it doesn't feel like her. Like, it's way below her bar.
Thank you, Tiki. It's not an unreasonable take. It does feel a little unhinged. So do the lives. I do think it's all a little worrisome, to be honest. I'm just being honest. I do see it and go, I hope she's good, because it just seems a little out there. Let's go to Wes.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What up, Wes? We'll give you the last word, Wes. What do you got?
First of all, I just wanted to say I'm not a fan of either one, so I have no bias. Okay. I want to say Nicki's song was trash, to be honest, and I hate to say that. But I can't let y'all sit up here in front like Megan Thee Stallion don't be delivering straight bars, and she don't rap better than most males in the rap game right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all kind of not giving her enough credit. I think if she really wanted to, she might give Nicki a good run for her money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear what you're saying. No, listen, man, I didn't mean to shortchange Megan. I don't think Megan, talent rap-wise, is on the level of Nicki Minaj. I don't think they're on the same level. If they're both at their best, clearest head, good space, just rapping, I am taking Nicki probably as an MC over Megan. That's me.
I disagree, but I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, I'm not a fan of either one. It's not like I'm riding for Meg. I'm calling it how I see it. She got straight bars.
All right, it's kind of like you're riding for Meg, but thank you, Wes. We appreciate the call, my friend. Listen, I like Meg a lot, man, and like I said, I don't think this Nicki song is it, but I think part of why we felt that way is because we know what she's capable of.
True.
And I think Meg is a great artist, man. I don't understand the whole Meg thing. Something weird has happened. This whole Tory thing was all so weird. Mm-hmm. She's now in such a weird space in the culture. I just thought she was a fun, good, positive artist with a good story. You know what I mean? It just seemed like this whole thing got flipped on its head completely.
For real.
And in two ways. One, the post-WAP thing was immediately set her against Nicki. In a way that is unfortunate.
That's right.
And in a way that unfortunately has existed with Nicki and other women in the game prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you have the Tory thing, which was bizarro world and has changed her trajectory completely.
A lot of questions with that.
It's just it's all a bummer to me. You know what's not a bummer though, guys? The Gurus. They're here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Couture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com.
Right.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. That's your email.
That's right. People ask,
hey, where do we reach the gurus? Well, right here. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com, where the gurus unite.
So you find us.
To fight for what's right.
That's right.
Shawnee Culture, do what you do best. Burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
That's right, Shawnee. A lot of sage burning today. Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
I'll talk about this. all the talk about this nastiness really leads to us needing to cleanse the energy.
That's right. Clear it out.
Need some positivity.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. I'll get right to it because it's a doozy, guys. Send your email today.
Oh, man.
Good morning, gurus. I'm going to get right to it. This may need 2 days of guru advice.
Wow.
Been married for almost 7 years, and everything about my husband is honestly perfect. Mm-hmm. Communication, romance, finances, family man, perfect with my first child who isn't his, like perfection. I really feel like I married my true soulmate, the love of my life, the perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, he is a serial cheater.
Oh, bro.
Doesn't sound perfect to me.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show? Okay. I mean, like, this is usually a deal breaker for me. Loyalty and trust have always been so important to me. He definitely cheated before we got married, but I figured he's young. We're just dating. Once it got to marriage, I felt like he had decided to put behind his old ways, and now that we are married, this would change. Nope. Mm-hmm. I found out a few months into our marriage that he had another girlfriend in a neighboring state that he would have 45 minutes to go see, and pretty regularly. I was absolutely devastated. My whole outlook on the happy ever after soon faded. He swore he would never do that again. I figured this is what women say is the hard part of being and staying married. So I forgave him and stayed.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 6 years, I've been outside of hotels waiting for him to emerge at 5 a.m.
See.
What?
I've caught a female in my home.
Okay.
Nonstop inappropriate conversations and encounters with multiple females. Mm. I kicked myself in the butt for staying so long and not just leaving him. But like I said, everything else was perfect. So it would usually die down and something more pressing would arise. And it would eventually be a thing in the past. But before long, it happens again. And again and again.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted my child to have a dad and to show her something different, something I never saw, a marriage that worked and survived. There was a period of time over the last 2 years where I would look in his phone and find nothing, like nothing. And I'm Super Inspector Gadget. Mm-hmm. His actions seemed to change, so I figured, wow, he's gotten out of his system. We were finally just focusing on us and succeeding as a married couple. We grew our small businesses, got our house, and really got closer. Started working on having babies of our own together. I even started to trust him and stopped checking into everything in his phone.
Okay.
Until.
My Lord.
Recently, he went out and something in my spirit wasn't right. His story as to who, what, when did not sound right. Mm-hmm. So when he got home and knocked out, I looked in his phone and I could have passed out seeing messages with him and the old, quote, girlfriend I found out about when we first got married. I could have fainted. I am now pregnant with our first child, and I am in complete and utter shock and disappointment. This was about 2 months ago. The same cycle happened. I get mad. We argue. He promises not to. It dies down, and eventually, it's like nothing happened. This time, I am really, really, really disappointed to the max. Like, I am pregnant, and you're really doing this again? I made the decision to just be cool for the health of my unborn baby and also my sanity. But in my mind, I'm like, this can't be life. I cannot be stuck like this. Like, I know for 200% sure this will not be the last time or the end of this. And if it wasn't with child, if I wasn't with child, I would have bounced this time.
Mm-hmm. No, you wouldn't.
Exactly.
Is this how women end up stuck with someone? Because mm-hmm. this turned from happily ever after to a nightmare. I don't believe he will ever change. And how can I continue to live my life like this? Do I deprive my unborn child of that life so I can... that I so desperately wanted my child to see? Let me know.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. I can. Like, I can. This is very... This is not...
It's not sadly, a two-day... It's not a two-day guru.
It's not a two-day guru. This is... I mean, it's also not that... it's not that uncommon, sadly.
That's right.
And it's not that complicated. Remember how you said everything about him is perfect, except he can't be in a monogamous relationship?
Yeah.
Don't be in a monogamous relationship with him. He can still be all the perfect things you like. He could be your best friend. Y'all could raise a child together. Y'all could still do fun things together here and there like a family. But guess what? If you want a monogamous relationship with him, he's going to cheat on you for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's a fact.
That's it. He's been showing he is. the entire time. I can't believe you found a person in your own home. She said, I kicked out of a female out of my own home. If he doesn't have the respect to even cheat somewhere else in your home.
Right.
I'm sorry, man. Like, you...
She could have been
you
gone.
You can't be this dumb. Right. You cannot.
And at first I was going to say... Right. At first I was going to say, look, he just likes more than one woman. And that's his issue, and you got to figure that out.
What?
But the vibe... I mean, men do.
That sounds crazy.
It might sound crazy, but...
What do you mean? All men do.
It's about
deciding that you're not going to.
Right. He's not deciding that he wants to. But yeah, I'm saying, aside from that, he violated your crib and your bed. So you are allowing this to happen. This is way beyond his needs or whatever he feels he needs. This is you allowing violations. She didn't even have a kid. She's pregnant now. When she found somebody in her bed, she decided to stay. She played herself.
Oh, no. Hit the button for sure. Time. I mean, there's no way
you
around that.
Yes. Hit the biggest button because you knew who he was and you still continued. So now you're pregnant. You're like, I'm hoping he's not going to change, bruh. This is who he is. So, Rosenberg, I think you made a great point. You might like him as a person. He's just not a good partner. So a romantic partner.
No,
so now
she,
that you're pregnant, you're going
to
have to co-parent. And he possibly can be the best dad ever as a co-parent.
Right.
That's
by the way,
it.
She don't want that's that. Why this one's not even sad to me. Like, I'm not even sad for you, honestly. Like, you knew about this, kept going. Yeah. Yeah. Now listen, is there a world in which like extreme therapy and 12-step and there's things like maybe he could get help? Sure, there is that world, but he doesn't seem interested in that. And this has already been so many violations, I think there's too much of a mess there to even try to do that. But the good news is, you love all these other qualities. The thing you said you wanted was a dad to be there for his daughter. Yo, you could have that.
Yeah, but she wants it in the crib. That's why she's struggling.
No, it's not going to happen, bro.
She wants the family.
Yo, I got to tell you guys right now, I've witnessed this so many times. I'm not an expert. The being together in the crib is in some ways the most overrated thing of all time in the sense that people sacrifice every other quality to keep something together that's trash.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, you know how many people are listening right now who think they're doing the right thing by their kids by waiting to get divorced till they turn 18. Mm. And then you're still messing them up. They know your marriage is terrible. And then when they do it at 18, they're like, why didn't y'all get divorced sooner? You ruined my high school years. I hate y'all fought all the time. People cling to this dream that it's not there.
I was one of those kids. I was one of those kids, Rosenberg.
Yeah, it's a waste. They know.
So what does she do? She's pregnant now.
You break up with him. When he tries to fight his way back, because what will happen is he's going to get jealous when she starts seeing other people. He's going to swear that he's going to change. All of that, he ain't going to.
He knows he doesn't have to.
Right. Or you accept what it is.
He knows he doesn't have to.
Yeah, but any other option is not. It's not going to happen at this point. So I think we all say burn it down. Burn it down.
Thank you.
Burn it down.
Right.
Find a healthy co-parenting situation and just raise your kids in the healthiest way possible. But you and this romantic relationship, burn it down. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.